Hip music must be a hip event. Chronogram magazine, launched in 1993 to chronicle life in the Hudson Valley, is celebrating its 20th anniversary with a massive block party on Saturday. The block party will provide entertainment for Chronogram fans of all ages. For the kids, there is an art tent, a popular children's band, Dog on Fleas, and a dunking booth to benefit the Kingston YMCA Farm Project. For the adults, swing dancing with Got to Lindy, a beer and wine garden, and after hours masquerade dance party. Chronogram editorial director Brian Mahoney joins us now to tell us more. Brian, good morning and welcome to the roundtable. It's good to have you back.
I am thrilled to be here.
Thank you very much. It's a thrill to have you here. So, 20 years, that's something to celebrate.
It is something to celebrate. When we were thinking about this, we were like, let's have a party. And then we were like, well, where should we have a party? We've had events all over the Hudson Valley, both sides of the river, up and down. And then someone in our office said, why don't we have it right out in the street in front of our office, and we'll shut down the street and we'll just party all afternoon.
And the authorities were okay with that.
The city of Kingston has been very supportive. And I think because Kingston's kind of a hip place to be right now. It's on the rise. It's struggled for many years, but a lot of interesting people are moving into Kingston, artists, entrepreneurs who are really creating an interesting scene there. And so the city, I think, has gotten on board and has said, you know, whatever it takes, we're going to help you guys out.
So why not celebrate? The thing is that you have started Chronogram Magazine was launched in 1993. You're looking at life in the Hudson Valley, and by all measures, you should have been out of business in about 1995.
That is very true. Chronogram started in 93 by my business partners, Jason Stern and Amara Prajansky. They were 22 at the time. And they were just a couple of brash kids who decided that the Hudson Valley really needed a comprehensive calendar of events. What they had going for them was kind of, I think, not knowing what they were getting into and this kind of, you know, idealism, and also just the tremendous energy that, you know, a 22-year-old has.
Yeah. So it's big and splashy, the publication.
I started out small. I brought the first issue right here.
Look at that. It looks like Mad Libs.
Right. It has that Mad Libs format. We were tiny.
So, and it was printed on newsprint, and was kind of a tablet, when a tablet meant something that you write on, not something that you plug in and charge. So, but basically, it was more calendar oriented and less feature oriented and looking at it with some depth into what is going on.
Right. And so that's the interesting point we're at now. So right now on chronogram.com, we have calendar listings that are updated daily, that people have the opportunity to post their own events online. And we're even contemplating taking the calendar listings out of print altogether.
Because you can find them online.
Because you can find them online. And, you know, you can find them via our mobile app.
Yeah.
You know, and so, I mean, our online site not only has all of our print content, but also has a lot of other things, all of the photos that we don't run in the magazine. You know, we'll send a photographer out to do a photo shoot. They'll shoot 50 photos. We run 4 in the magazine. You know, so then we're also shooting video now. We're also doing a podcast, Chronogram Conversations. Who knew that broadcasting was so much fun?
Well.
Yeah, some.
You know, we've known broadcasting is a lot of fun. What do you think, what is there about the clearinghouse mentality for people, do you think, that we like to have a place where we can go and find out what is going on? I think it's safe to say that probably every market has something like this.
Sure.
Where you go to find out what's playing, where the concert is, see the ad for whatever, and it lets you have a finger on the pulse of life, whether it be political or social or cultural.
Well, I think if you go back to the first internet boom, 98, 99, I remember there was talk that the curators and editors of content were no longer going to be necessary, that all content was going to be available at all times to everyone. And so therefore, people who picked things that they thought were more important than other things, or were more interesting or more compelling, were no longer going to be needed. People like me. And what I think we've seen, and certainly for my own self, you know, when I go somewhere, and let's say I come up to Albany, I'm going to pick a Metroland, because right. Metroland is going to be like, not only are here all the things you can do, but here are some things that we think are more interesting than the other things. And I think with the flood of information we have now, it is more necessary than ever to have those people.
And the what also I think is important to note here, and I probably overstated when I said most markets have one of these, because the one thing that this area has coming out of its ears is great cultural events and wonderful artists who are making incredible fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Theater, music, art, whatever. And so having that to cover and having an audience that is supporting that as a whole, I would think makes your job a little bit easier.
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, my job is very easy. I never run out of things to cover. Certainly, when people ask me what makes Chronogram great, I say the Hudson Valley and what goes on there and the people who are doing interesting things there. You know, in the past year, Zach Palacio, this renowned restaurateur, has opened a restaurant in Hudson. You know, the Spiegel Tent is up again this summer. The Hudson Valley Shakespeare Festival is going on in Garrison. Powerhouse Theater is happening, you know, at Vassar College. There are a thousand different things that are going on that demand coverage. We're never going to run out of this. I had a conversation about 5 years ago with our books editor, Nina Schengold, and she profiles an author every month. And she said, you know, eventually we're going to run out of authors. And it hasn't happened yet, and I don't think it ever will.
No, no. And the for 20 years, and you celebrate this by having this block party, and how will it run? How will it work? And how can people take part? It's all on Saturday from 4 to 11.
From 4 to 11, we're going to be out in the street. And then at 11 p.m., we're going to have a masquerade dance party at BSP Lounge right there on the street. But from 4 to 11, we're going to have half a dozen food trucks out there. We're going to have a beer and wine garden, beer from Keegan Ales in Kingston, wine from a number of area wineries, all local. That's part of who we are and what we promote. And we're going to have five bands. We're going to have three local bands, as you mentioned, Dog on Fleas for the kids. We're going to have Passero, a world music band. We're going to have The Big Takeover, a well-known local reggae band. And then our dual headliners are Crystal Stilts, who are a mope rock band from Brooklyn. And then we're going to have Superhuman Happiness, which is, I described them the other day as horny, which is probably not the correct word to use, but they have lots of horns, hand claps, you know, a good kind of funky sound.
Oh, okay. cool. And then there'll just be all kinds of things from a Chronogram cover photo booth.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be fun. So what we did is we took some of the covers that have figures on them and we cut out the head. So, like, you're at a carnival and you can stick your head in there and get your picture taken.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And so the future is bright.
The future feels very bright, to be honest. I feel that the Hudson Valley is such a unique place. We have a dedicated readership and also dedicated clients who love us. And people say, you know, I don't know that I would want to live in the Hudson Valley if there wasn't Chronogram. So I feel very confident.
And the idea that and I probably should have asked you from the very beginning, but it has with your size change from what you were in the very beginning to what you are now, has the mission changed at all?
No, you know, it's interesting. The mission hasn't changed. From the very beginning, you know, in 1993, we were talking about sustainable living. We were talking about green in all its manifestations, from composting to having chickens in your backyard to having solar panels to doing yoga, personal transformation. And I feel like the world has caught up with us because what we started was what we wanted to do and how we envisioned the world. And so the world suddenly decided they liked that too. And the Hudson Valley is an amazing place for that because it allows you the space to make your dreams happen. People come up from New York City because they get priced out. They can't stay there anymore, and you know, they can't farm there, right? Farming is booming right now. Lots of young people are farming
right in
the Hudson Valley. So these people are coming to the Hudson Valley to pursue their dreams, and Chronogram is just telling their stories.
When you think of the Hudson Valley, and obviously you're a reflection of that region, and just from geography of having close proximity to New York City, and the area has certainly changed in 20 years.
it has. We're seeing many people have moved up, especially post 9/11. People wanted to get out of New York. And so that is really changing the Hudson Valley. When I moved up here in the late 80s, it was kind of sparse. Tourism has also spiked, and certainly that is a huge driver of the economy, and we're all aware of that. But we also know that we want to protect the open spaces of the Hudson Valley because that's why we love it. And there's always, I think, going to be a conversation between those who have been here for generations and those like myself who are, you know, carpetbaggers. We've moved here from somewhere else, but I'm the biggest promoter of this place. I love the Hudson Valley, and I want it to certainly adapt to the changing times, provide jobs for people, have an economy that grows, but also keep its character, which is unique. The Hudson Valley is unlike other places.
Your coverage area you consider to be, how do you define the Hudson Valley?
So for us, it's really the mid-Hudson Valley, as you know, Chronogram covers it. So south of Albany, you know, north of White Plains, so that area.
Large area and a lot going on. You can celebrate Chronogram's 20th anniversary with a block party. Head on down to the block party. It's this Saturday, August 17th from 4 to 11 on Wall Street in Uptown Kingston, New York. To visit more, you can go to chronogramblockparty.com. Chronogramblockparty.com. Brian Mahoney, have a blast. Thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate it. It's good to see you.
Nice to see you too.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.